This is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. It happens to be Wednesday, April 3rd, 2019. Thanks for tuning in. We're here all the way till 7 o'clock. This hour, we are joined by Matt Hoy. He has a brand new website called restrictedarms.com. Mr. Hoy, good evening. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
And thanks again for stepping in and helping cover the show in my absence. I hope you enjoyed the experience.
I enjoyed the experience, and I have a new appreciation for the effort that is obviously put into it by you on a daily basis.
That's very kind. How's life?
Life is doing pretty good. Pretty good.
Well, something's going on. You got a new website. Let's start with that, restrictedarms.com.
Yeah, I started this up because
Does this replace Hoy Story?
No, this is just different.
Okay.
And it's strictly firearms. So there's a couple of kind of different parts to it. There's a few different parts. Some of them are still in the works. The first one is kind of buying guides on how to go about purchasing your first firearm if you've never bought a firearm, specifically in states like California, New York, New Jersey, Hawaii, places where there's something more to it than walking into a gun store, finding a gun you like, paying for it, and walking out with it. California has... I thought California was pretty bad as far as the hoops that you needed to go through.
Right.
California looks like a paradise compared to New York. The process, and especially in New York City, the process in New York City can take months, hundreds and hundreds of dollars, multiple all-day visits to police headquarters. And this isn't to get a gun that you carry around. This is to get a gun that you keep in your home for self-defense. So lots of money to spend, lots of hoops to jump through. It's similar in New Jersey. It's similar in Hawaii.
So this is like a one-stop resource for people who want to know.
Right. Here's what you have to go through. Here's what you can expect to pay. Here's the websites that you need to go through, go to, the forms you need to fill out, and gives people an overview. So that's one part of it. Another part of it is a news site. So basically, you know, what the latest is on various gun control efforts in those four states and nationwide. And the last part of it, which I'm still working on, getting formed and getting under, getting set up, is going to be kind of a marketplace where these are places where you can go to buy guns based on where you live. And hopefully I can get some advertising from gun stores and other online retailers to hopefully support the site.
Have you noticed any difference, or is it too early to tell, with Gavin Newsom becoming governor instead of Jerry Brown?
I don't think we're going to see that until the end of the legislative session, because he talks a lot, but as far as actually what happens, I think you're going to see that, you know, this summer and fall. Jerry Brown is as bad as he was on the Second Amendment, was also occasionally of the opinion that, you know, we've got a lot of laws in California, and some of them are useless. And so let's think hard about adding on another law just to add on another law.
Matt Hoy on this broadcast. Check out his new website at restrictedarms.com. Now, the other thing we want to focus on, we'll welcome your phone calls here in a little bit, is this recent court case, Duncan versus Becerra. This is a California case,
this
right?
This is a California case. It was before the... a federal court judge. It wasn't a state court judge that heard this. And basically what happened was back in 2016, as you know, Newsom was running for governor and all that, he pressed Prop 63, which changed some of the gun laws in the state. One of the changes it made was back in 1999, effective January 1st, 2000, California passed a law saying that you could no longer manufacture, acquire, or import magazine rounds containing more than 10, or magazines containing more than 10 bullets in the state. And that prohibition has existed since January 1st, 2000. But there was an exception where if you already owned a gun like that, or a magazine like that, or a gun that only came with magazines, you know, by default that hold more than that, you were allowed to keep them. Okay? So when Prop 63 passed, it took that grandfather exemption and said, well, if you've got one and you've had it legally for the past 16 years, you got to turn it in. You're not allowed to keep it anymore. And these were, you know, law-abiding people. You know, these hadn't been used in crimes. You know, you ask Newsom and his other supporters, can you identify one of these grandfathered magazines that had been used in a crime or a mass shooting or anything else? And they can't, because none of them were.
Yeah.
So they passed that law, and they said, here's what, if you've got one of those magazines, here are the three things you can do. You can turn it into the police to be destroyed. You can take it out of state and try to sell it out of state, you know, Nevada or Arizona, someplace like that. Or you can sell it to a federal firearms licensee in California who also has a California dangerous weapons permit. Those are few and far between. And you're not going to get any money from them because, you know, if you're selling them, they can't sell them to anybody else in the state. So basically what happened was that was supposed to go into effect July 31st, 2017. Judge Benitez, federal district court down in San Diego, stayed that at the time, said, nope, you can't enforce this because you got a Fifth Amendment problem here. You're ordering people to divest themselves of the legally owned property, and you're not paying them for it. And that's a Fifth Amendment problem. So he put a halt to it at that point. The Attorney General Becerra took it up to the Ninth Circuit, said, hey, no, we want to enforce it. Ninth Circuit said, no, we're going to allow that stay to stand and the district court to hear evidence, basically, on whether this should stand. And the lawsuit, one part of it was the Fifth Amendment's takings issue. Another part of it was a Second Amendment issue where this is commonly owned for lawful purposes, the Heller test. And it said, even banning 10-plus round magazines is a violation of the Constitution, the Second Amendment, because they are in common use. They are not unusual or dangerous any more than anything else that has to do with a firearm is dangerous. It's not especially dangerous. And it's in common use. So Benitez heard all those arguments. And just this past Friday, in an 86-page or so ruling, he struck down the entire section of the California Penal Code that bans magazines of more than 10 rounds.
Matt Hoy on this broadcast. So the obvious implication is that limitation's gone, right?
Right now, it is gone. It is legal in California to order via the internet, import, manufacture magazines of whatever size you want. So if you've got currently what's called a 10/20 or 10/30 magazine. Those are magazines that from the exterior could hold 20 or 30 rounds, but they have a insert in them blocking them, so they can only handle 10 rounds to be legal in California.
Right.
Well, you can take a little drill, drill out the pin, open that sucker up, remove the spacer, put it back together, and that's legal right now.
But I assume the case is going to be appealed.
I'm sure it's going to be appealed. Right now, Becerra is, and this is, you know, part of the legalistics, you know, process of this. Attorney General Xavier Becerra, who is the defendant in this case, has gone back to the trial court judge asking him to stay his ruling. So it goes back to the situation it was before Friday, which is, if you had one of these grandfathered magazines from before January 1st, 2000, you're still able to keep them legally.
Go ahead.
But you can't buy new ones or manufacture new ones.
Is this a surprise ruling?
I generally think that any ruling that's kind of pro-Second Amendment in California is a little bit of a surprise just on its own.
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd probably have to ask, you know, the parties in the case if they were surprised by it. I'm not sure this was a huge surprise considering the way Judge Benitez had kind of approached it from the beginning with his initial stay.
Were we the only state with this kind of restriction, or is New York worse?
New York has a worse restriction. They restrict people to 7 rounds, even though there are no, like, 7-round magazines. There was a case in New York where they passed a law that said you can only put 7 rounds, even if the magazine can accommodate 10, because for a long time, California and New York were the same. And so cops would go around, you know, if they found somebody with a gun, they'd effectively search the gun by popping the magazine out and seeing how many rounds were in there. And that went before a judge, and the judge said, nope, that's an illegal search. Can't do it.
All right. Matt Hoy is here. Check out his new website, restrictedarms.com. We'll come back and continue the conversation. I'm Dave Conkleton. You're listening to AM 920 FM 96.5 News Talk. KVEC, good to be with you this evening. Welcome back to Hometown Radio. I'm Dave Congleton. Matt Hoy is my guest. Check out his website at restrictedarms.com. I'm giving him a chance to introduce the new website to you and also talk about this court case that was decided just last week. On the Stolberg Law KVC text line, police confirmed this case was overturned on constitutional basis, that is, Constitution of the U.S., specifically Amendment 2nd and the 5th Amendment, further meaning that California was violating the Constitution. Then if that's true, this was a knowing and willful violation.
Well, it's knowing and willful violation for now. Yes, it was overturned on Second Amendment grounds and on Fifth Amendment grounds. He didn't really need to get to the Fifth Amendment because he tested it on Second Amendment grounds and said it fails there, so you really don't have to go any farther, but it did. And then as far as what's constitutional, well, it's whatever the courts, unfortunately, will say is constitutional. And after Chicago versus McDonald, which basically said the Second Amendment applies to the states as well as the federal government, was decided in 2010. Until this year, the Supreme Court hadn't touched another Second Amendment case. So, you know, when they kind of abdicated that position, a lot of the states, especially the anti-Second Amendment states on the West Coast and in New England, have been running wild.
So basically, the state of California tried to limit the amount of bullets you can have in a magazine.
Right.
And the judge said you can't do that.
The judge said you can't do that. He said, you know, there. If you read his entire ruling, he does say, you know, if you can come up with the number 10 was arbitrary. They provided no evidence why 10 is safe and 11 is dangerous. So, you know, you may be able to make a case that 60-round or 100-round drum magazines are unusual and dangerous and ban those. But the ones that come standard that there are millions of in this country, which are for AR-15s and AK-47s and the like, are 30-round magazines is the standard with those.
Here's a question.
Yeah.
How many bullets do you need?
You need enough to stop the threat.
Okay. But
is that
10 or 11?
Well, it may be more than that. I mean, we had that case of those seven guys, some of them teenagers, who do that home invasion up in Templeton a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. Well, there's 7 of them. If I'm limited to a 10-round magazine,
you better be a good shot.
You better be a good shot, and you better be a very accurate shot and stop them.
Yeah.
The ruling from Judge Benitez starts out with 3 anecdotes about people defending their lives with firearms and running out of ammo because they couldn't have a sec. You know, one of the women was on the phone with police, so she's got the phone in one hand, the gun in the other. Where is she going to hold a second magazine or a third magazine? You got a situation where one was a a woman with her two young children. She was on the phone. There was one where she couldn't even get through to the police. Some guy breaks into her home. He breaks through a locked bedroom door. He breaks through a locked bathroom door and finally confronts this woman and her two children who've climbed into a crawl space. She shoots the guy 5 times and he leaves, but that didn't kill him. That didn't, you know, it stopped the attack, but he survived and he just fled. So if he had been more determined, 5 bullets wasn't enough. So you need enough to stop the threat.
Matt Hoy on this broadcast. We're going to welcome your phone calls from Matt after news at the bottom of the hour. So what's the takeaway for people who are listening? Do you want them to go out and buy and stock up now?
Well, if you're interested, now's the time to do it. A couple of caveats. If you go to, and I've got a link to this site on restrictedarms.com, but if you go to calguns.net, which is kind of the place, a message board for people, gun owners in California, they have a list of online places which will sell to California right now. So if you're looking to buy one, you can go there. I want to warn people, though. If you have an AR-15 or AK-47 pattern rifle, one that has the evil features like a telescoping stock or a flash suppressor on the front or any of those evil attributes, and it's got a fixed magazine, and that's something that basically says that you have to open the action in order to load or unload the magazine, it is illegal, even now, for you to put a 20 or 30 round magazine in that gun, because then you are manufacturing an assault rifle or an assault weapon, and that is a whole different part of the penal code that wasn't touched by this. That is still illegal. If you were one of those people who this past year registered your AR-15 or AK-47 with the state as a registered assault weapon, then you can go ahead and you can put those 20, 30, 60 round magazines in those guns and use them. It's legal.
How long might this take to drag? I mean, one appeal and then perhaps to the Supreme Court. This could be a while.
This could be a while. So right now, Attorney General Becerra, the California Department of Justice, has asked Judge Benitez to stay his ruling, and they've basically given him until Friday before they say they're going to go over his head to the Ninth Circuit. So as of 5 o'clock today, there has been no stay from Judge Benitez.
And either way, it's just going to go to the Supreme Court.
Maybe.
Why wouldn't it?
Well, because there's several lawsuits that are sitting at the Ninth Circuit right now waiting for the Supreme Court to decide this Second Amendment, the case they took out of New York. And what they're looking for there is what the standard is on judging these gun control laws. Is it a strict standard? Is it strict scrutiny? Is it intermediate scrutiny? Is it something else?
All right, Matt Hoy is here. RestrictedArms.com is a new website. We'll go to the phones as we continue. I'm Dave Congleton. This is Hometown Radio. Don't forget to start your Thursday mornings off with First Look. Andy Morris and Scott Taylor have you covered with everything you need to know to get you out the door, including John Lindsay's complete weather forecast. They'll be with you from 6 to 9, followed by Mr. Rush Limbaugh from 9 until noon, followed by Mr. Dave Ramsey from noon until 3. Craig and I will be back at 3:05 with a Thursday edition of Hometown Radio. We are back with gun advocate Matt Hoy. His new website is restrictedarms.com. We're talking about the court case from last week where a judge struck down attempts by the state of California to regulate the number of bullets you could have in a gun magazine. Matt welcomes the decision. How about you? We welcome your phone calls, 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. We go to Tom in DePomo on KVEC. Hi, Tom.
How are you doing?
Good, Tom. Thank you.
Matt, I find the decision interesting, especially the reference to the Fifth Amendment. The Second Amendment has been, you know, spoken of quite a lot, but it's interesting applying this to, the idea of property to this. The question, though, that I think I'd like you to state from your wealth of knowledge is the difference between the civilian AR-15 and the military grade AR-15. They're not the same guns.
No, they aren't.
They're very different. And I'd like you to. I think there's a lot of people that would benefit from your knowledge.
Yeah, I've said this before. Thanks for the question. I've said this before. There isn't a military on this planet that uses an AR-15. The AR-15 is semi-automatic. It means for every time you pull the trigger once, one bullet is fired. You pull the trigger again, a second bullet is fired. The military version of the AR-15, the M16, they use other forms of it, has a selector switch which has a couple more options. One option is a three-round burst. So you pull the trigger once, three rounds come out. Another option is fully automatic, which is you pull the trigger and hold the trigger down, and it's going to continue firing bullets until there are no more bullets in the magazine. And that is the basic difference between what common citizens are allowed to purchase and what the military uses.
I think there's also a difference in caliber, the diameter of the bullet.
No, the depending on the AR-15 you've got and the barrel and the barrel you've got for it, both the AR-15 and the military versions will use 5.56 millimeter bullets or 0.223 caliber bullets. They're roughly the same. The only difference between them is kind of in cartridge pressure. But you can use the same bullet in either gun.
Thanks.
All right, Tom. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. 805-543-8830. 800-549-5832. As we talk about guns with Matt Hoy. As a non-gun owner, just take a second, educate me. What's it like these days to be a gun owner in California? Meaning, between Brown and Newsom, have they tried to make it harder for you?
They try and make it harder every year. And you know, that's the thing. You know, the one of the more recent things, and I briefly mentioned this, is in an effort to get some of these scary black rifles, you know, to stop people from buying them. A couple of years ago, they said that if you've got a rifle with a bullet button, and a bullet button, what it does is it slows you down from changing magazines. It requires you to use a tool rather than just your finger or thumb to change magazines. So, and that's something that the media gets wrong all the time. There was a Fox News host who, when asked about, you know, these bullet buttons on these guns, said, oh, the bullet button changes it so it's fully automatic. It doesn't. It has to do with how you can swap magazines, okay? So a bullet button made it slower. It didn't make it slow enough for legislators in this country, because you know if you've got a tool attached to your the back of your hand or a finger or something like that, you can still change it reasonably quickly. So basically, this last time around, California said, okay, if you've got a rifle with a bullet button on it, you need to register it as an assault weapon or change it so that the magazine is fixed. So they passed that law. They didn't do any outreach. They have had for years a list of people who've bought these kind of weapons. They've got the state of California has gun registration. They knew who had these weapons according to their records. Did they send out letters to those people notifying them of this law? No. Did they make big media pushes notifying people of this law? No. Did they put out, frequently asked questions forms on the counter of every gun shop in this state? No, they did not. My sister-in-law's father. I asked him shortly after the deadline has passed if he had re-registered his assault weapon, because he had one of them. He says, no, what are you talking about? I registered it when I bought it. You know, they put it in the system. I said, no. I said, you're a felon right now. And he is a liberal Democrat who doesn't think we need more than 10 rounds in any pistol. But he was a felon for a few days.
Do you know how the state of California arrived at the number 10?
That was addressed in the judge's ruling. There is no evidence of where they came up with that number. The state didn't say, here's how we came up with the number 10, and they were asked.
All right, 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. Don's in Arroyo Grande on KVEC. Good evening, Don.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Don.
Great you're having this discussion. One of the things I'd point out, just to be clear, I don't want to negate anything, but the AR is a platform. You can put different kinds of uppers on it. I've got a 7.62, and you can also get a 458 SOCOM, and you can get other ones that fit that platform. But anyhow, as far as the magazine change, there was a Arizona Troopers did a YouTube video, and the difference between shooting 30 rounds out of a single clip and three 10-round clips was 1.4 seconds. That's the difference in shooting time with somebody that knows what they're doing. And then they also did a reaction time of a runner, you know, if somebody was going to be able to interfere and knock the guy down in the time he's changing out the magazines, and the runner got three steps by the time the guy changed out the magazine. So the 30-round magazine, 10-round magazine, it's almost ludicrous. I mean, there is a difference, but it's very, very slight.
Yeah, he's absolutely right. If I think the default AR-15 fires 223 or 5.56. You can get different uppers to go on the bottom to shoot 300 blackout, 458, 308, you know, Lapua, all sorts of stuff. So when you say AR-15, it is a platform, and you can change those. That's kind of getting in the weeds with gun owners. He's right about that video too. There is a video online, YouTube. You can Google it. I'll probably put a link to it up on my website later tonight. And the idea that, and it's a popular one among gun control advocates, is if you have to change the magazine during that moment, that critical pause, somebody can jump the guy and end the reign of terror. He's right. They did tests with someone who's very competent. They did tests with they showed a video where a woman who was, you know, not very competent, hadn't had much training, and the pause time, or that critical pause time, was a couple of seconds, and they had a guy starting, I think, 20 feet away, and he would have gotten shot charging the person.
What else, Don?
Just the restrictions, like the you can't have a thumb hole, or you can't wrap your hand around the pistol grip that's on the AR lowers. It's kind of ludicrous. If you grab a regular rifle, you can run your thumb over the top of it. And what do they want? They want you to be unstable in handling your gun. If you were shooting at an assailant, you want the guy to be unstable and hit a bypasser. And the heat shield on the front, they don't like that either. And all guns, all the wooden guns, they may not wrap all the way around, but they've got a front wooden grip, which is also a heat shield from the barrel.
The barrel shroud is what it's called.
These restrictions that they have for California, whoever wrote them is not a gun owner and knows very little about guns. There was even a senator at some meeting that said, I don't know why we're worried about these magazines. When they use them up, they're going to be done with. She didn't understand that they're reloadable. But the people that wrote these laws don't know anything about guns.
All right, Don, I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. Greg is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Greg.
Hey.
Hi, Greg.
I'm a gun owner. I used to compete. I'm a pro marksman. So I've owned guns pretty much all my life. I started as a kid. But what is the need to have an AR? I just, some of my friends have them, and I don't understand the need for the average citizen to have a assault rifle. I mean, yeah, they're fun, but well, how necessary is it? I mean, is the fun worth it, what we're going through here?
Well, be careful, because of your wording. It's not an assault rifle. It's an assault weapon. Okay, because an assault...
Well, call it what you want. I mean...
Well, that's the problem when we get into a lot of these gun debates is the precision of language becomes an issue, because, you know, when you're making things illegal, if you're using the wrong words or not exactly knowing what the words are, that becomes an issue. I'm not talking about
making anything illegal. I'm wondering why
I'll tell you why.
Needs an AR-15 weapon sitting in their house. Like, what's the point?
I'll tell you why. First off, they're generally pretty light. They're lighter than ones that have a wooden stock. Okay. So they're easier to use for women, small women. The fact that
what do you use them for, though? Like, what's the point of owning one? What's the goal?
Self-defense.
Where, for your house?
Sure.
No, man.
Sure.
I disagree.
The
ultimate home defense weapon is a shotgun. Ted Nugent, your own guy, said so.
No, I think that was Joe Biden.
No,
of course, Joe Biden also said shoot through the front door, but I wouldn't recommend that.
All right, but I want to hear more about why we need the AR.
It's easy for people to use. It's light. You can have a weapon. It's more accurate for people. And the previous caller kind of mentioned this, too, with the rifle with the pistol grip and the barrel shroud. Those two features make it so you can be more accurate. So they, and so that's why they see those evil features, because it allows
getting broken into every day, and you hear about these gun battles where the guy pulls out an AR-15 and kills the burglar. How often do you hear that? I don't think I've ever heard that.
You know what? I will put links up to my site later tonight of cases where that occurred. In fact, there was one just last year in Fresno where that happened.
RestrictedArms.com.
It's pretty rare, man. Any gun is going to do the job. Any pistol, any 9mm.
Well, it depends on how good you are with it.
Take, man. Come on, you don't need an AR-15.
Does your car go over 65 miles an hour?
What's that?
Does your car go over 65 miles an hour?
What does that have to do with an AR-15?
You don't need that. The faster you go, the more likely you are to kill somebody.
That's right. It'll go about 60, to be honest with you, believe it or not. But that's a ridiculous comment. Listen, an assault weapon is not... The military should have them, and the police should have them, but I don't really think the average citizen needs them. You know, that's all. It's all about having fun. It's not about self-defense. Come on.
All right, Greg. Thank you. Final thought on that? It's about fun, not self-defense.
Well, I'm not going to tell people what they can use for self-defense. You know, some people have a hard time handling a shotgun. There are, you know, let's just have everyone have revolvers. They only hold 6 rounds or so. Well, there are elderly people who can't, you know, pull back the hammer on a revolver.
Do we want elderly people with guns?
To defend themselves? Sure.
I don't know.
Happens all the time, Dave.
Mike is in Los Osos on KVEC. Hi, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
An answer to that last caller's question is, you know, why do you need an AR or whatever? It's real simple. It's because I want one. It's that simple.
Is that enough?
Second Amendment right.
Is desire enough, Mike? I want it?
Absolutely. It's my right, and I want it. And the reason, again, what we keep getting away from, okay, is the true intention of the Second Amendment, which had nothing to do with hunting or sport, okay? It's to defend yourself against a tyrannical government. Now, I understand that people say, well, it's never going to come to that or whatever else. It's not your decision to make that decision for me.
Where does it say that in the Second Amendment, Mike?
If I believe...
Where does it say that, Mike? Where does it say that in the Second Amendment?
The Second Amendment, I'm not sitting here with the Second Amendment, all the wording in front of me, but the Second Amendment was to protect the people from a tyrannical government. It was written by our forefathers who fled a tyrannical government.
Do you agree with that, Matt? Hang on a second.
Oh, yeah, I do. Well, and you start reading the Federalist Papers, it's clear that the purpose of the Second Amendment is the people is twofold. It's so that people can defend themselves from a tyrannical government. It's also so that people can defend against invaders. And that's less likely to happen nowadays. You know, I'm not too worried about Canada or Mexico. But those are the twofold purposes. It's for a well-regulated militia. And at the time,
that's what it says.
Well-regulated did not mean laws and regulations. That meant functioning properly.
Hmm. What else, Mike?
Well, to the point of why do you need it and this and that, I could make the same argument for air travel for elites like Al Gore and these people
no,
who are going around.
No, stop.
Wait, well,
stop. Stop.
Can I finish? Can I
quickly,
give you an example?
Quickly.
We have Skype. We have telephones. They can meet with these world leaders and save and protect the environment by doing it over computers, by doing it over their phones. Skyping, video, they don't need to pollute the planet to go around the world and set the planet on our dime.
Thank you, Mike. No, don't. Please don't. Please don't. Gar's in San Luis on KVC. Hi, Gar.
Hi, Dave.
Hi, Gar.
I'm a retired state peace officer.
Okay.
AR-15s, to me, are cop killers. As you recall, I think it's 20 or 30 years ago, there was a bank robbery in,
L.A.
L.A. somewhere, yeah, Newhall, I think it was, the Newhall incident. In that bank robbery, the robbers had AR-15s. They shot through the police officers, I think it was three highway patrolmen and two other police officers involved stopping that bank robbery, shot through their bulletproof vest and killed all of them. Or murdered all of them, and these people were wearing over the military vests that were impervious to regular pistols. So I think they're cop killers. I don't think we need an AR-15 in our society. I don't think we need to carry missiles, ICBMs to go out there and find a bigger weapon. We need to draw a line somewhere.
Matt?
And I'm a little angry. Because I think this is very personal to me because I had that concern. Thank you.
Thank you, Gar, and I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your service. Thank you for sharing.
Certainly. A couple of things. First off, I don't think the Newhall incident down there in L.A., they were using AR-15s because I'm pretty sure those were automatic weapons they were using. So they were already illegal at the time. Second of all, if you consider AR-15s cop killer guns, then every rifle is a cop killer gun, because that was really what's going on here. Is the reason why those cops were killed, the reason why bullets were going through their vests, is because they're wearing vests that are only rated to stop handgun rounds. They weren't designed to stop rifle rounds. You could have had a bolt action rifle, and if you'd hit one of those cops wearing those vests, it would have gone through the vest too. Yeah. It's the rifle round. It's not the gun that was doing that.
All right, Gar, thank you. Craig is reminding us that the Churchill in Texas used an AR-15 to stop the attack.
Yeah.
All right, we've got Mike in Morro Bay on KVEC. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Gar. Hey, how's it going?
Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, kind of.
That's what's wrong here. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better. Go there.
Well, I hope you're doing better.
I am, thank you.
That was a big operation.
Yeah.
My dad went through that, and he lived like 20-some years later.
I appreciate that, Mike, but I don't have that much time.
I don't know what I can add to this, but I know hunting, I'd rather have a bolt action or lever action any day than over some sort of automatic crap. That's about all I had to say. But I don't even want to get involved in it. I just
okay. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the good words. Gar, what else did you want to say?
Just something quick. I only have one question. Why is it necessary for ladies walking down the street to carry an AR-15?
Well, I don't think it's necessary if you're walking down the street to carry an AR-15.
I heard you say that. I'm sorry. I don't argue.
All right. Let me squeeze in Matt on KVEC. Hey, Matt.
Hi there.
Hi, Matt.
I appreciate it. Yeah, the comment being made about AR-15, I know one of the person earlier talked about that was kind of poo-pooing, why does anybody need an AR-15? Well, that's his preference. He used something else for his own fun. AR-15s look imposing. They look like they're a very menacing thing, but they're no more menacing than any other rifle. Supposing a person uses a 30-06, I mean, that's got much more kill power than an AR-15 does at any day of the year.
Let me get a short response from Matt on this. Thank you, Matt.
Yeah,
many Matts.
If I'd rather get hit by no bullets, but if I had a choice, I'd rather get hit by something from a 5.56 round than a 30-06 round.
All right, we are out of time. We'll come back and wrap things up with Matt Hoy. I'm Dave Congleton, AM 920, FM 96.5. News Talk, KVEC. Good job, as always, Matt Hoy. Check out the website at restrictedarms.com. Final thoughts?
I fully expect the magazine ban law that's been struck down. I think that decision is going to be stayed probably within the next week. So if you want those larger capacity magazines, I'd order them now. And we got a little sidetracked on the AR-15. These larger capacity magazines involve handguns as well. So there are lots of handguns that typically outside the state of California come with 17 or 18 rounds.
RestrictedArms.com. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Craig Hill. We'll see you tomorrow. I'm Dave Congleton. Oliver, get out of my chair. I'm coming home. Good night.